joining us now. He's an old friend of the show. You know him from Redbridge. Jonathan Snyder, welcome back into the Golf Shop.
Hey, Mike, how's it going, big man?
Dude, I'm good. You've got a new gig, and I want to set this up for you. I mean, you know, we've had you on any number of times, but now, you know, you're the director of golf operations for the Freedom Golf Association. So, tell us a little bit about that. I mean, I was on the site yesterday. I love the work you guys are doing.
Yeah. So, took the position a little less than a year ago at Freedom Golf Association. And what Freedom Golf Association does is we're dedicated to bringing joy and a sense of freedom to the special needs community and wounded veterans by their inclusion in the game of golf. So what we've done is we've set up a group of adaptive golf coaches, and we go around the entire state of Illinois and sometimes further to give free adaptive golf lessons. And it's real important that we keep these services free for all the individuals. But it's just an absolute blessing to see the smiles and the joy on all these individuals' faces when we're giving the clinics.
Well, and I think it's pretty remarkable when you consider. I mean, you've got just one in five. Okay, so we're talking about 20% of Americans live with some form of a disability. That's 57 million people. And you know, 18 million would like to get out and try something new like golf and be out in the sun and out having fun in nature, but really only 6 million play. So you've got another 12 million in population that you can attract. So, you know, you got 305,000 and growing soldiers returning, veterans suffering from PTSD. Travis Mills. I don't know if you know Travis Mills. Travis Mills is a good friend of mine. I ran into him at an airport, and we've kept in touch since. The work that is being done for veterans is amazing. But you know, how do we reach this audience and expose this growing population to the game of golf and all the great things it has to offer?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're also a part of, and I want to give a special thank you to Dave Windsor. He's a PGA professional out of Atlanta. He runs Adaptive Golf Association. He's kind of mentored me along in this process. And because of that, we've actually given over 6,000 adaptive golf lessons this year, making Freedom Golf Association the number one provider of adaptive golf lessons in the country. So that's something nice I like to hang my hat on from time to time. But there's another parent organization called the USAGA, and that's the United States Adaptive Golf Alliance. And what they've done is they've taken over 35 grassroots organizations, very similar to Freedom Golf, that are giving adaptive golf lessons and running adaptive competitions around the country. They've brought them all together under one umbrella. That way there's just a stronger voice. Both are 501c3 nonprofits. And through the USAGA, we've actually been able to help over 18,000 individuals, in which 23% of them are wounded veterans.
Well, I mean, that's remarkable. I think some of us who are average golfers or suck at golf, it's easy to forget the positive sort of social, therapeutic, rehabilitative, you know, aspects of the game because we sometimes get frustrated and leave the golf course angry. You know, when you talk about some of these, the conditions, and there's a wide range of disabilities that you guys appeal to, physical and mental and psychological and whatever. You know, in addition to being able to get out and the social aspects, how about just the game itself and the you know, what kinds of things does golf teach everyone that we all need more of?
Oh, well, in the adaptive world, it's really about the camaraderie and being able to spend time with like-minded individuals, like-bodied individuals, and really get to hear their stories and how they came about coming to the game of golf. And again, I really have to just focus on the camaraderie. I've had the opportunity to play in several international competitions, one being in Frankenmuth, Michigan, where we had the national amputee national championship, tied along with the International Cup that was put on by the USAGA. We had individuals from over 10 countries, from Japan to South America. So it's really starting to become a global voice, USAGA. They also put together the Phoenix Cup, which I just got back from this week, which was down in Florida, in which we played a European team, and there was individuals there from the UK, from Scotland, from Ireland, and all with physical and mental disabilities. And really they're unique abilities. They're not disabilities. Because if you look at the game of golf, it's already hard enough. So we really like to use the word adaptive, because no matter what kind of golfer you are, you always have to adapt to the situation, whether it's the weather, the temperature, the wind, the grass is in. You're constantly adapting with the game. And that's one of the main reasons that the USAGA has put the United States Adaptive Golf Alliance.
For me, it's clearly, clubs and balls that were mismanufactured, because they're just not any good.
As opposed to operator error. Right?
There's zero operator error, because that would imply there's some sense of accountability on my part, which there never is. So I am curious, when you're looking at this, at what you guys have going on, have you run into parents and families who maybe show up and they'd gone to their local club or even their local Golf Galaxy store or what used to be Nevada Bob's, or looked for lessons for a family member who needed adaptive golf lessons, and were told, no, your child can't play golf. Have you seen those folks come to you and you're able to say, no, you can play. We're going to show you how.
Yeah, definitely. And be honest with you, Mike, that's one of the reasons I became a golf professional, is because it was very difficult for me to find a pro that was willing to work with me and had the great ideas that this alliance has to help all individuals. Through Dave Windsor, we created the Adaptive Golf Enhancement Program, where we train our coaches on how to work with every individual, no matter what the situation might come across. It's really been a blessing.
Well, and
it's very heartwarming, and seeing the individual's reactions when they hit a golf ball, or they hit a green, or they sink a putt, and you see those smiles, they turn right around, they want to high five it right off. That's really the reward for me, and I get the blessing of seeing it every day.
Well, and don't be too modest, Jonathan. You're one of those guys who, like you said, you wanted to golf as a young person, and you were told no. And you finally, stumbled upon somebody who said, hold on, you might be able to do this. And then you were able to rise through. You're not just some guy who's out there, I think these families and these kids and these veterans look at you and what you were able to do in the game of golf and see it as much more tangible than somebody who hasn't struggled through being told, no, you can't play.
Yeah, we've had the ability to get involved with some great organizations out there. One of them being the Shriners Hospital for Children. So next week we will be out at the Shriners. We'll have a booth Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then Friday we're actually going to be giving an adaptive golf clinic for all of the children that have been chosen. And so they'll come over with four of our adaptive golf instructors through the USAGA out on the range, and we're going to have a good time.
All right, Jonathan, before we let you go, tell us how people who might be able to take advantage of your program can find you, and how folks who would like to support your program can find you.
Fantastic. Yes, so there's two different websites. My website at Freedom Golf Association is www.fgagolf.org. And once you go on there, you can sign up for clinics. You can be an adaptive advocate and support and donate. And our umbrella organization, the USAGA, you just go to www.usaga.org. And very same thing. You'll be able to find any grassroots organization across the country that's close to you that you can receive adaptive golf lessons for, as well as find competition for some of our more established golfers with unique abilities to actually get out there and compete And again, I can't tell you how much it means to all these individuals just to be able to go out there and spend some camaraderie, spend some time with everyone on the golf course. And it's just been absolutely fantastic.
Well, Jonathan, I
just passed here.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you right now, it's worth going out to the site just because there are these two handsome devils in the first picture on the homepage. You, that's worth going to the URL on its own. Well, as always, Jonathan, we wish you luck. We're going to have you on again. We, you know, maybe get involved in one of the events, and really appreciate what you're doing. It's important to help the game grow and to help these folks get out and enjoy the game we all love.
Yeah, hey Mike, I can't thank you guys enough for having me on the show and let me spend a little bit of time with you guys. It's always a pleasure when we can get together. Tell Greeny I said hello for sure, and Jake as well. Tell Jake I really appreciate everything that you guys have done to help grow this great game of golf. And just keep doing what you're doing, Big Ben.
Thank you. Well, we will talk to you soon, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.